The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One day, the great prophet Samuel set off to anoint a new king over Israel. The first king had been an unmitigated disaster, as the Lord had warned, and so a new king was chosen. Samuel's task was to find the one whom God has chosen, and then to anoint him as king over Israel. This was a treacherous act. Anointing a new king when the old one wasn't yet dead implies regime change, and rulers and powers don't like that. So Samuel filled a horn, possibly a ram's horn, hollowed out. He filled it with pure olive oil and set out to find the new king. He didn't use the customary flask so as to be discreet, just so that the outgoing king, Saul, didn't find out. You can read all the detail about it in the first book of Samuel, but suffice it to say, Samuel uncovered the least likely candidate as the Lord's chosen, and that was David, the shepherd boy, the youngest of eight sons. Samuel anointed David by pouring oil over his head. David was the anointed one. In Hebrew, Meshach, in Greek, Christos, and in English, a version of both of those words, Messiah, or Christ. The Spirit of the Lord was upon David, and he was anointed as king. Many years later, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the Spirit resting upon someone, someone who would spring from the stump or root, the family tree, if you prefer, of Jesse. And Jesse, of course, was the father of David, the anointed one. Someone else from David's line would come, and the descending Spirit poured upon him would be one of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And then if we read on later in Isaiah's book, we read what Jesus read from the scroll in that synagogue in Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. And of course, it goes on, for Isaiah describes one who is anointed for a purpose. Being anointed is not an end in itself, not a cause for self-satisfaction. Being anointed is a commission, ascending to proclaim, to bring, to liberate. As we read, he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, proclamation of the year of the Lord's favour. This is the messianic promise and the messianic challenge, the challenge the Messiah gives. This is what it means to be anointed for me and for you. And our first reading told us amongst many wonderful points that the anointed life is something given to us in baptism and in the Holy Spirit. For as we read, for in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, everyone. We were all made to drink of the one Spirit. So the scriptures today give us the empowering, liberating theme of the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. And this gift is both personal to you and to me, and corporate to each one of us as the church. Baptism, which draws us into the life of Christ in the church, is the possibility, the promise, and the challenge of being anointed by the Holy Spirit. One of the very beautiful actions at baptism is the act of anointing with oil. This very action, as we remember with David, that was performed on prophets and priests and kings. An anointing at baptism that draws us into the royal priesthood of the church. Oil is the wonderful, sensual symbol of this. And like all true symbols, it speaks beyond itself. Oil, as we know, soothes. If you ever have dry, cracked or gnarled skin, oil will soothe it and relieve it. The anointing Spirit of the Lord has the same effect on dry, cracked and gnarled human hearts, softening, soothing and freeing them. Oil lubricates. To undo an over-tightened screw just needs a drop of oil. So oil releases. It eases things that might not work otherwise. The anointing Spirit of the Lord releases. She opens up apparently intractable situations, allows stony hearts to flow with living water. Anointing means that possibilities open up for things to change. Oil gives light. Before electricity, oil, olive oil even, has been used as fuel for lamps. The anointing Spirit literally fuels us, inspires, ignites, kindles us to a proclamation, service, and vision. And on that lighting up theme, the Anointed One, as he promises, brings recovery of sight to the blind. As the ancient hymn Veni Creator Spiritus says, enable with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. This is talking about enlightened hearts, new ways of seeing the world. And oil heals. You might recall that the Good Samaritan, on finding the man beaten and dying by the roadside, bound up his wounds after first pouring oil and wine into them. Olive oil, and in fact there's a new link on the BBC website proclaiming this, olive oil is known for its healing properties. So it's little wonder then that the Holy Spirit is associated with anointing and oil. For the Spirit soothes and it is balm to the heart. The Spirit lubricates and releases, enlightens, heals, gladdens the heart and commissions us. This is the Holy Spirit that rests on and in the Anointed One, Jesus Christ. And what Jesus declared at Nazareth, he bestows upon us at baptism. Through water and the Spirit, we are born again, and the Spirit anoints us. In the context of our baptism, the anointing oil touches us as prophets, priests, and kings. In the words of the Jesuit writer James Quinn, in his contemporary translation of the Veni Creator Spiritus to be used at ordination, baptism, and confirmation, as once on Christ the servant's head the oil of sevenfold grace you shed, so now anoint from love's deep springs your chosen prophets, priests, and kings. The anointing Spirit draws us together now in the Eucharist, ready to send us out again as royal, prophetic, and priestly people. Now we draw down this anointing power as we gather at the table of Jesus Christ. Lord, send your Holy Spirit, we pray, on this bread, on this wine, on your people. The church is called to be bound together as one. As the psalm says, behold, how good and joyful a thing it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. It is, says the psalm, like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon Aaron's beard. Human society too is called to be one, mixed together like oil and flour, that bound together made small cakes for the prophet Elijah and the widow of Zarephath who hosted him. Oil and flour were mixed together to make these cakes and were inexhaustible and carried on feeding them, both him and her, and sustained them beyond their expectations. It sounds rather like the Eucharist. We gather now as God's anointed ones, sharing in the life of Christ, drawing on the life of Christ, feeding on the life of Christ, anointed by the inexhaustible Holy Spirit. For she anoints us. And in the words of the 23rd Psalm, we say, "You spread a table before me. You have anointed me with oil, and my cup shall be full." That day, in the synagogue in Nazareth, the congregation heard the scripture fulfilled in their hearing. Today, in this cathedral church of the Holy Spirit in Guildford, may we, in Christ's name and anointing power, find that we too are the fulfillment of this scripture as we go to proclaim, to bring, to liberate. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. Amen.